And starting us off today, that is P-Lander Z doing bike. And that is today's theme here on This Music Hour. Now we have a theme song, if you saw there at the top of the hour. That is the This Music Hour theme song put together by my pal Mike Riley and his daughter and a friend. That was very kind of them to put in the effort to do that. That is the only thing missing is Mike needs an amplifier. But it, I think that is a pretty solid start to every show. And I'm open for some competition to top it. So that is pretty good. Thank you very much, Mike. Hello, it is my name is John Rasso. And as I mentioned, the show is called This Music Hour. And the date is October 19th of 2020. That means we are 15 days away from the big day. As you've heard, it is the most important election of our lifetime. There will be some related themes coming up, I promise you, the next couple of weeks. So, but I'm still struggling with my fact that the Spotify API has shut down my mixing board, and I tried going to Apple, but Apple has this DRM that's blocking use of the DJ, so it only will play files that I own and download it, so streaming has been cut out, and, you know, I try to pull some obscure stuff out, so I might have to either switch to turntables or break down. I don't know why I have this resistance of going through Tidal. Tidal apparently still works, but anyway, did I mention today's theme is bicycles? Here's one. Here's Tony's theme from the Pixies.
This is a song about a superhero named Tony. It's called Tony's Thing.
You ain't got the ball. You wear the uniform.
band Shona Knife. They're doing Cycling is Fun. You can pick up some of the words. It is mostly in Japanese. That is from their Yamano Achikan album, which I do not know if it means yes, no action, but I think so. But from 1984. And before that, it was Frankie and the Flames doing On Your Bike. That's from a compilation called The Best of 79 to 86. I do not know which one of those years that Frankie and the Flames were performing. And starting us off from Surfer Rosa, the Pixies, Tony's Theme, and he rides his bike like a pony. This one is called Tony's Theme. Thank you for tuning in. I just got a funny request for Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, and I'm thinking, is there any reference to bicycles in that song? I don't know, but I just think of Paul Newman riding around on a bicycle. Every time I see that one, or think of that one. Okay, where we're gonna go now? I don't know. This is my my playlist that I put together. It seems to be shuffling itself. We're slightly out of order, but what's fun about this show is I go and I look for themes, and it brings back band names I have not thought about for a very long time. And here is one I have not thought about for a very long time. This is a band by the name of Be Your Own Pet. Whoa. And it's called Bicycle, Bicycle, You Are My Bicycle.
Because, oh because, oh because
the Descendants doing Bikage. I got to do my really horrible edits. It's really killing me. I am attempting to be a professional DJ at mixing songs, but there is no ability to crossfade today, so please suffer along with me and enjoy the music in between. That's from the Milo Goes to College LP from 1982. And before that, Snafu doing Drunk on a Bike. The one voted most likely to succeed from 1995 on Epitaph. And starting us off was Be Your Own Pet, Bicycle, Bicycle, You Are My Bicycle. Because I'm on two wheels. And this is John Rasso, and you're on Radio Free Brooklyn, listening to this music hour. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but Radio Free Brooklyn's been in the news. We put together this. I'm saying we in the. I wish I was more engaged in this, but I'm engaged by association with Radio Free Brooklyn, which I'm quite proud. But they have put together this thing called the Wall of Lies, and they set it up in Bushwick, and it is all of President Trump's. Well, not all. I mean, that would take more than a wall. His lies, and Chuck Schumer came by and retweeted about it and posted it on his Facebook. Got a lot of traffic from that. That's pretty cool. And well, it's been vandalized, and so now they're in secret mode to reinstall it in a much higher profile. So we'll see where that's going. I'm not trying to be mysterious. That's kind of all I know. But coming in the coming weeks. Or days, maybe. There will be a new announcement, and I will be happy to share it with you, hopefully next Monday, and more so before Election Day. Okay, we're going to keep moving. Where are we going to go now? They're going to get a little bit... we're sort of migrating towards maybe a little psychedelia, because, you know, a bicycle's pretty psychedelic. But not quite yet. This is kind of in between. This is kind of slackerdelic. This is one Stephen Milkmus and the Jicks doing Bike Lane.
shy of 6 years old in the Valley of the Sun. My first two-wheel bicycle stood by the tree. My heart thumping in my chest. Though I tried, I couldn't ride one yet.
Next, a little. Whoever could pick that one up, I'm very impressed. That was Pedro the Lion, Yellow Bike, from their LP Phoenix. From what year was that? That was just 2019. That was a new one for us for sure. Before that, Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears doing Girls on Bikes. That is a 2018 single. And how far back I go? Yes, I went back. We had Cracker doing I Ride My Bike from their 1993 Kerosene Hat LP. And Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks doing Bike Lane from 2018's Sparkle Hard. It is 5:40 on the nose here at Radio Free Brooklyn here in Brooklyn. It's kind of a gray day. Boy, we had such a nice autumn weekend. Hope you got to get outside for those around here. As the ability to get outside is going to start slowing down as it gets colder. And, don't forget to protect yourself, wear your mask to protect others and, do the whole thing, wash your hands and, stay 6 feet away. Or, you know, or go to the World Series and sit next to your friends and cheer. Apparently that's perfectly fine in Texas, but so hope everyone's safe. Okay, where are we going now? Well, you heard a little bit the first 3 seconds of that one. This is my one super cheat. This one is really about motorcycles, but I like this song. This is from Guided by Voices' Mirrored Aztec LP. It is called Biker's Nest.
Nest crazy down in the cellar alone on a zebra couch. Used to tear it up. You get an attitude living in a biker's nest. Well, come down the road, I make you play to see now. Biker's nest, and you stay alive. Stained test, don't face me, and you know I'm aware of no satisfied mind. Wanna keep it up? I'm drinking instant gratified alcohol.
I want it back.
Okay, that was a little bit of a mess, but that was the Aquabats cheering us all up with doing Poppin' a Wheelie. That the Aquabats. Well, it's an exclamation point, so I should emphasize it. Poppin' a Wheelie, everything they do has an exclamation point. That is from their Hi-Fi Soup LP. EP, I guess, and Poppin' a Wheelie, exclamation point, and the band's name itself, the Aquabats. Aquabats, exclamation point. Before that, sort of chopped right in there real quick, was Amel and the Sniffers doing Stole My Push Bike. That was the last South by Southwest that happened in 2019. They were just ripping hot. They were a one of the most high energy bands I've ever seen. She was just all over the place, surfing under this big tent out in the rain. It was great. It was a good set. Go see Amel and the Sniffers if they're ever allowed to leave Australia and tour the United States again. Starting that one off, Biker's Nest by Guided by Voices from their Mirrored Aztec LP. And I love that the record label is GBV Inc. No messing around there. Okay, we're moving now to the big psychedelic finish that I think I hinted at we were getting there, and I hope it is everything you hope it is, because I know it is for me. We're going to start things off. This is Lemmy of Motorhead's previous band called Hawkwind, and this is kind of their big hit, and it is called Silver Machine, and people for a long time thought it was about a rocket ship, but no. It is about the band's lyricist's bicycle when they were just 11 years old, and it meant a lot to him, and you'll see why. This is Hawkwind. Drop your acid now. We'll be right back. Sneak in here a little real quick. This is the Dukes of Stratosphere doing Bike Ride to the Moon. Before that, My White Bicycle from the band Tomorrow featuring Steve Howe from Yes before that band existed. And starting us off, Hawkwind doing Silver Machine. We're running out of time here, so I'm going to scoot till next week, but we got one more psychedelic bike classic. Thank you for listening. See you back next Monday with our voter show. Vote, vote, vote. Do it early where you can. I guess I should say do it often where you can. Often. So, this is John Rasso. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. See you next Monday.
all the rings and things to make it look good. I'd give it to you if I could, but I borrowed it. You're the kind of girl that fits in with my world. I'll give you anything, everything, if you want things.